You're listening to Two Rights Don't Make a Right,
where we'll give you our opinion,
but you better be ready to hear it.
Obviously, people that are friends with me on Facebook and who know you and I would know that on that same Monday I announced that I'm pregnant. And then the next day got made redundant.
Pregnant and redundant.
And we're laughing about how rock bottom that would be. Pregnant and redundant.
That morning, yeah. And it happens. Woke. Oh. You go.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. I totally forgot that it was actually Easter. Wow.
I have not forgotten because I've been trying to get to the fucking shops all weekend. Every time I go, they're closed.
Fuck. So. Oh, well, I just came back from a lovely retreat in the south of... Oh, fuck. I don't need... Is it Karrakalinga? I was there.
Yeah, down south.
Yeah. Down south. And everything was open there, so you should have reached out. I could have gone in. Even, like, Foodland and stuff was open.
I love that for you because there is nothing worse than forgetting how shit Good Friday is until Good Friday rolls around every year.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the most boring day of the year.
Everything was open. Like, and we were even expecting on Friday, like, fuck, like, we'd just love to go get a coffee from a cafe.
And you could.
And we could ever, we had multiple options.
Suddenly you're like, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, suddenly I want to go back to Adelaide. Yeah.
You wanted the excuse to stay inside.
But it was great. So what do you need to get from the shops? Just food and shit?
No. Just wanted something to do.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Nice.
Just wanted to spend some money, do something because I had no plans this weekend.
Mm.
But yeah, every time I went, it was closed. But
bugger.
It's what it is.
Oh, well.
How was your weekend?
It was great. It was nice to get away, enjoy some of the South's great, what do you call it, like, qualities? I don't know. But, you know, went to Pizza Teca. That was, like, the best pizza I've ever had.
Did you know pizza? Yes,
it's owned by One Sneaky Cheater, which is great. But
Pizza Teca is good.
I could still distinguish the two. Like, they are different.
Yeah. I love, they do a very, very simple salad there. And when I say simple, it's very simple, but it is so refreshing because it's just iceberg lettuce, red onion and tomato with some like balsamic vinegar and salt and that's it. And it's just that real Italian, old like school Italian simple salad. So yummy with the pizza.
I really fucked up with my order and I really regretted getting the pizza that I got until it came out. And I was like,
what'd you get?
Oh, I think it was called the Bambino, whatever it was called.
Tell me what's on that one.
It was pretty much, like, I wanted to get the salami one with hot honey. I thought I ordered that, but I didn't because I looked at the menu after and I was like, no, I definitely said that. And basically what it is, it's like a margarita with, like, really thinly sliced ham. And I know, like, I saw it come out. I'm like, nah, like, that's not what I wanted. Mm. But it was honestly the best mistake I had ever made. Like, it was so fucking good. I ate all of it. Like, inhaled it. I was so hungry. It was the best I could get. I could gobble down two more if I wanted to.
The silver lining's in a mistake. Love that for you.
Yeah, so it was great. Also, quick update, and I know you already know this, but I discussed it last week. Secured Lady Gaga tickets.
Lady Gaga
We've got
tickets.
The Pride socks that were on the microphone once upon a time. They're on my feet.
I have never... So ever seen such a drastic change in your
mental health
and your just way of living, your outlook on life.
Oh,
like I have never received so many Lady Gaga themed TikToks from you. I've never received so many fun facts about Lady Gaga in the last 2 weeks. Like, I've been bombarded, but I'm not complaining because I'm loving the high that you're riding.
It is a astronomical high. I feel like I've got a reason to live again, and I feel very sorry for Jack, who is probably going to see a different side of me in December. Also, Tuesday, a second show comes out, and I will be securing tickets for those as well. So stay
updated. In the same state?
Same state. Next day, we're already in Sydney, already have accommodation.
Get two looks. It's giving Coachella.
It is.
It's giving Eras Tour. Yeah.
So this one, like the first one, I fucking splurged.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah. And the second night, I think I'm just going to get like not all the bells and whistles
probably
packages. And that will be just like the fun dance night, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
That's where I'm going with that so far.
But... And in classic you and I style, which always happens, you are soaring up and I am plummeting down with a very high level update on some redundancies happening at my work, which I have been impacted by.
Twice.
In both roles. So we're feeling positive, but how's that for timing? You're like on that.
The best I've ever felt.
Did you get the tickets on the Monday?
Yeah.
And then on the Tuesday, I got made redundant. We rode the high together on the Monday. One of us had to come crashing.
You must respect the balance. Yeah.
The universe was like, hold on.
This isn't right. One of you has to suffer.
Someone needs to come down here. Jess.
It's you.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
And double sound. Like, he had a real rough fucking week last week. And then I'm still frantically sending TikToks to you.
Coach Ella. Do you know what was the funniest as well? Obviously, people that are friends with me on Facebook and who know you and I would know that on that same Monday, I announced that I'm pregnant. And then the next day, got made redundant.
Pregnant and redundant.
And we're laughing about how rock bottom that would be. Pregnant and redundant.
That morning, yeah. And it happened.
Anyway, but no, we're feeling good.
Yeah, no, we've come out on the other side.
We've gone through the different stages of grief, the upset, the anger, the confusion. Now we're in acceptance and I'm not out until the fat lady sings.
Great.
Yep. So
not out until the pregnant lady sings.
So watch this space.
Fucking hell.
For chaotic updates incoming, but you've got to back yourself.
Absolutely.
If you can't back yourself, then who the hell is going to back you?
I'm sure it's all going to...
Quoted by RuPaul. Or something like that.
Some fags said it.
I can't say it.
You can't say it.
I'm not allowed to say it. Woo! Anyway,
shall we get to the reason why we're actually here today?
Yes, let's get to the episodes. Now, I'm going to pre-warn you. My notes are dismal.
Yeah.
Because I thought, you know what? I went through that other tactic of note-taking the other day. And I thought, I'm not actually going to write notes throughout the episode. And at the end, I'll kind of write a couple. And it's fine because I'll remember.
Yeah.
But I watched the episode on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's now Sunday.
Yeah.
But I do have a couple. But, you know, just a pre-warning, you might be taking the lead on some of this.
That's fine. I've taken a lot of notes for this.
Excellent. I've got 3 dot points.
Oh, thank you. Okay, cool. We're running on fumes here.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start us off with, so we're Sydney, Queenstown.
Yeah.
We're the day after, can't even remember what happened now, but Kate and Chrissy are having a coffee together in the morning, which is, you know, great to see.
And I agree with you and Jack. I have been loving Kate in these Queenstown episodes.
Yeah.
I just think such a fun side of her has come out.
Short-lived. Yeah, it's not going to be long.
At the start of the episode, I'm like, she is just like a chiller. Yep. I'm really enjoying her vibe. She's just like, go with the flow. Just really surprised me for Kate. Yeah. So.
And like always, I find like this always happens in the Sydney series, but like they get up first thing in the morning, full glam.
Full beat. Yeah. That's what I thought as well. And I'm like, Terry in the bed.
Yeah.
Full glam.
That is like she's going out to the club.
In a dressing gown?
Yeah.
Yeah, so funny.
And then the parallels. So then we've got Victoria and Martine in the separate villa.
Yeah.
And then Victoria asks, okay, so you're going to come to lunch, Martine? Oh,
that's me.
I don't think I can. I know, but you're not on a reality TV show. No. This chick cannot be fucked with any of
it. She does not want to be here.
No.
She really doesn't. But, and you can even tell, like, even though Victoria would never admit that, but even she was like, oh, come on, girl.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to pull you into this. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And even when we get to the lunch, you know, they discuss the text message, the separate text message that went out to each of the girls. And, you know, Chrissy, I think the excuse was like, I have to go back and see my family. Like, I want to spend time with my family, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, you know, Chrissy goes... You've got a family at home. And then points to Kate and goes, you've got a life at home. Oh. Fuck. She really tried.
She is. She's trying.
Oh. And then what do you think about Terry's comment about Chrissy saying that she wasn't being manipulated by, or wasn't able to be manipulated by Nicole or Terry on the trip? Like, do you think two really manipulate her? Like,
I don't think they do. I don't think Nicole does at all. Like, no. I think Nicole, they all have an issue with Nicole and they think that Chrissy is a different person when Nicole's around because Nicole can control and manipulate. I just literally rephrased exactly what you said. Yeah, copy my work and just change it a little bit. But I don't think that Nicole has the ability to manipulate Chrissy.
No, I think maybe
Terry, because Terry is, I'd still think no, but if you're going to put those two in front of me, I would say Terry more so than Nicole. Because
do you mean
Terry's...
Caroline? Terry is the one that is accusing Nicole and Caroline of manipulating Chrissy.
Chrissy's just her own person.
I don't think she can be manipulated. Like, I think she stands strong in whatever she feels like.
I think so too. I think potentially she was more open to friendship she wouldn't have been more open to if Caroline and Nicole were possibly there. Mm. Not in a way that they're manipulating her, but she may have held back from having a coffee with Kate in the morning and being so buddy-buddy with her.
Yeah.
But that's not a manipulation thing. No. That's just, anyone would be like that. Like, no.
And then I even feel like when we go back to Sydney, you know, girls' trip's over, Chrissy and Caroline catch up, and then even Chrissy's very open with like, I'm open to a friendship with Kate. I'm you know, starting something fresh with her.
Mm.
Even saying that she did apologize to Kate in Queenstown as well, which I feel like was a genuine thing. I don't think Chrissy felt forced to say it.
Agreed. But I did find some funny, like, little one-liners in that conversation with Chrissy and Caroline when they got back.
The lint roller,
yeah. But also she goes, I can't remember what the context was because I've just written the quote, but it made me laugh. But Caroline, I think she was supposed to say about what? And she wrote, and she said, about why in the conversation. Did you hear that?
No.
I have to try to find a snip for you. It's not going to be funny unless you hear it.
Okay, well, do you want to quickly paraphrase what happened?
That I've just got Caroline about why.
Okay, that's one of the three notes and you couldn't even dive into it. Okay, cool.
Actually, there was something else that was quite... Are we up to that conversation now?
Let's go to that.
Let's go straight to that.
Let's go to your notes.
She goes, they're talking about the healing session. Caroline goes, wait, who's Jackie? She goes, Jackie Gillis. She goes, I thought her name was Jill.
You still said Jackie Gillis.
What is it?
Jackie Gillies.
Oh, I swear.
You always fuck it up. Do you know these women?
Same.
Jackie Gillis. It just sounds like that sounds like a drag name.
Jackie
Welcome
Gillis.
To the stage.
Jackie Gillis.
Jackie Gillis. Fucking hell.
Jackie Gillies.
Oh, God. Gillis. Yeah, Gillis. Gillies? No, now I'm fucking it up.
Jackie. Oh, anyway, Jackie. Thought her name was Jill.
Yeah.
Jillian.
Jillian the psychic. Which, you know what? I believe that Caroline knows what her name is. She's just doing this to stir shit. Yeah.
For sure. She's one of the most iconic housewives of Melbourne.
Like, come on.
Yeah. Like, she's very, very famous in her own right.
She's only doing it to kind of throw shade at Terry, I feel.
And I do, I am on like Terry and stuff side with all of that because they're like, well, you knew her, you had lunch with her. And it's like, she had a consultation with her and I'm like, of course she would have. She can't just go in and just be like, okay, I'm going to fucking read your mind and this is what's happening. Like, she needs to know why she's there and what they want her to do.
Especially when we see, like, the consultation between Terry and Jackie anyway. Like, I feel like Terry was very, kept it very open not to kind of give too much away that, you know, she was having disagreements and the reasons why. I mean, that's what we saw on camera. Who knows if there was more behind that, whatever. But yeah, it didn't come across as sinister as what I think they think.
Yeah, agreed.
Also, the way how Terry is making Nicole out to be the most evil villain.
Yes.
Master manipulator and puppeteer. Like, what?
Are we looking at the same Nicole here? Like, what is going on there?
I will give her that she always likes to perceive herself as perfect and holds herself to a very, like, doesn't like her walls coming down. But I don't think she has mass control over these girls. No. And that fucking lunch.
Oh, the tennis lunch.
Oh my God. Oh, and Caroline pointing out that her and Kate were wearing the same skirt but different sizes.
Oh. Caroline
not
is,
yeah. the right comment.
Yeah, what not to say.
Yeah. Oh my God. Also, that Thomas, the tennis trainer, he switched accents a couple times too. He started off full-blown Aussie and then I was like, I don't know where we're going with this accent. It was giving like, I don't know, European. I don't know my European accents very well, but it was kind
it's
of a mixture.
A broad range of accents.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. He kind of dipped and changed into each one, but
interesting.
Good on him.
Notice that.
And then we get to the tennis match. Are you a competitive person?
You know I'm a very competitive person.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I honestly am not. If I was in a competition, I'd bow out to begin with.
Yeah, that's not me.
Yeah.
I must win. I've been raised in a family where if you do not win, you lose.
If you're not first, you're last.
It is. I live my life in a highly competitive environment. I think that's why I will do something new. Be like straight away, be like, yep, okay, cool, I'm amazing at that. Now I'm done. Don't have to do it anymore. Next. Like, what's next?
Oh, high achiever.
And like, but I can't stick at something because I go, okay, I've done that and I was good at it. Okay, what else can I do next? Like,
yeah.
What's
sure. You want to leave whatever you've won on the high and not
That's
do
it
again because you don't want to risk it losing that.
And I think it's definitely runs in my family because I've got lots of cousins and we're all the exact same. We're all competitive. But it gets to a point where it's like, it's not fun anymore because... I need to take a fucking chill pill. Like,
yeah.
I need to just relax and have fun, Jess.
Yeah.
So,
okay, cool.
So
very competitive.
Very,
so how do you think you would have gone in that tennis match? Would you have been the same as Nicole in that sense where she was like, I'm going to win?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been like, who was she paired with again? Nicole? She was with Caroline. I would have been the Caroline of that
situation.
And
I would hate
being
paired up
with
you.
But you know what? We won in the end, so it's all that matters.
Yeah. I do say this, and then here's me, like, in a group exercising at the gym, cutting all the corners.
Oh.
Cheating. I'm also partial to some cheating. Like,
yeah. Whatever's going to get you to the top.
Whatever is going to get me there, like, every man for themselves.
Oh, 100%. And then, so, we're at the lunch. Martine's obviously absent. Chrissy is absent.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl's even asking, how is Martine? Oh, you know, she's finally recovered from the big personalities in the group.
Rude. Just
rude. And also, like, I swear there has to be something that has made her completely pull away from the group other than
because
what we're seeing.
Because their personalities aren't even that big. Like they're obviously big personalities, but they're not to the point where it's, I need to remove myself from this whole entire holiday.
And like, I don't know if there's been just something else that's happened that we haven't seen, but the reason for her like dodging all of these events is just, it's not valid.
Like, does she not have friends maybe? Like she just doesn't have
friends.
She's just friends with her husband. And it's just truly showing now that she has to hang out with a group and she can't
handle
hanging out with a group environment.
Maybe.
I don't know, but...
At this point, I'm like, strong, like, bad cast.
Yeah.
Casting choice. Like, I would have preferred to see someone else actually getting involved all the time and actually fighting for their spot to be in this group. Because at the moment, she's just chucking
it
away. And then Nicole and Terry... going back and forth, you could see Terry was just trying to probe and probe.
And then what
and
about
probe.
When she talked about Nicole's neck? She goes, Nicole's neck gets really red when she's like backing out and lying and panicking. And I'm like, girl, relax.
And also, Nicole wasn't biting at all.
Nah.
She was like, nah, I'm not going to buy into this at all.
What about how they were all like, don't stop using the excuse of family if you just don't want to come? Like, let her use whatever the fuck excuse she wants to use.
Also, Terry was so condescending in this whole thing. She was so angry.
Yeah, she is trying to snap to break Nicole, but
yeah, Nicole,
I don't know what
cracking.
She's really done wrong.
Nah. Even when Nicole said, yeah, actually I am trying to avoid you, but like,
yeah,
didn't, like, that was it.
Yeah,
good on her. Okay, now we get to I think my most favorite part
the creme de la creme of the episode.
This is what I have been looking forward. Even when we first, when Terry came into this season and we saw these two sit down, I was like, I want to see those two go to head to head. And boy, did we get it.
And it was the most immature and funniest argument I think I've seen in many of the Housewives seasons.
Again, we've doubled down on Jillian.
Jillian, yep.
Jillian,
you and Jillian, yep.
You and Jillian. And then the Red Devil, like coming dressed as the Red Devil, and then Caroline then saying that it was a seance.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, doubling down on Jillian, and then Terry calling her Carol.
And then her calling her Terry-dactyl.
I just... it was just going back and forth. And then she was like, she's wearing leather gloves. So what is she going to be birthing a baby cow? I'm like...
And then they were like, kept cutting each other off. And they're like, oh, you can have the microphone. Your turn. I'm like, that is literally us on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Your turn to talk. Here you go.
It was, honestly, that I need to, that is the reason
we need
why
that
people need
clip,
to see.
Just that argument, just to watch it on repeat.
Yeah, like, and
we
need that will just that. Be the induction to everyone that I'm trying to get yeah. to watch Sydney. I'm going to show them that one clip and be like, this is why.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
and then even the walk-off at the end, like, it was just... I have no idea where they were, but it yeah. looked so ridiculous. It devoured. Loved it.
I loved it as well.
That was the peak.
A great, great end to that episode.
Yeah.
Like, it was really good.
Really good episode all around. Didn't miss Martine not being there yeah. because she wouldn't have added anything anyway, from what we've seen.
Agreed.
Missed Chrissy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Correct.
But other than that, great episode. Can't wait to see what happens next. Mm-hmm. Should we quickly recap Beverly Hills
yeah.
reunion finale?
Let's do it.
I mean, I don't have many notes on this.
Neither do I. Oh, hello, Rain.
Sorry, it's pissing down outside. Cats and dogs.
I could believe, but like Garcelle was so checked out by the end.
Oh.
Like she, it was like there was nothing behind those eyes. Mm. She did not want to be there. You can tell why she called it quits. Like, she just...
And I think the main reason was Sutton.
Sutton. Yeah. Like, well, what about that clip that was like, you know, when Andy went around, which I'm going to ask you as well, your question, but when he went around and asked what everyone's most unexpected surprise was this season,
yeah.
and Sutton spoke about her friendship with Erica, and you just saw
like,
Garcelle's
really?
Face. And I'm like, oh, she's done. She is so done
and
with these people.
And it's so evident. And this is what I have been waiting to see now, but it's finally come to light that... Sutton's, like, point on this show or her, it just shows how desperate she is to win Kyle,
yeah.
Dorit, yep. Erica, to win them all
the
over
popular
and
girls.
Be part of that group.
And she never will be.
She never will be.
And do you know what sucks? Although we, you know, like, Sutton and Garcelle are not anywhere near our favourite people, but they would have had such a good thing going. If
yep.
she just focused her attention to the people that actually cared about her, which
yeah.
Garcelle truly did,
mm.
not anymore, at the end when oh. Sutton was like, we're supposed to get supper together. And she's fucking gone.
Yeah, bye. She didn't want, like, it's just finally come to light now to show Sutton's true intentions.
Yeah.
And now... I'm finally excited to see one more season with
yeah.
her because this
just to do
is
one
going
final
to be
crash out.
Her takedown.
Yeah, and yeah. then get out.
Then we're done and dusted. That
yeah.
story has closed.
Yeah, agreed. On that note, I want to go back to that question that Andy went around and asked. What was your most unexpected surprise this season on Beverly Hills?
My most unexpected surprise... probably would have been the fallout between Garcelle and Sutton.
Yeah.
I think that...
Didn't see that coming.
Didn't see it coming. I've been, like, wanting it to come.
Yeah.
But I think watching it all unfold, especially in...
And it happened so slowly as
yes,
well.
Yes. But it happened... Like, it really was prominent when they went to St. Lucia.
Yeah.
After that dinner table party. And then... Garcelle and Sutton had that little argument in the hotel room and
yep.
Sutton just was blind to her, not understanding what Garcelle was saying. And that was truly the beginning of the end of their friendship. She even unfollowed Sutton.
Yeah. She's unfollowed everyone
yeah,
except for...
Jennifer Tilly and Kathy.
Yeah.
They're probably the two most powerful
women
on
literally,
that cast.
Ones that you want to keep on side probably.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, agreed. Wild. Yeah.
Great.
Mine was the episodes in Augusta where I actually felt like I was warming to Sutton. Not in general, but those episodes I felt quite warm towards her and her story. You could understand her a
little bit more. Yeah.
And I really enjoyed diving into like her family life and that history. And I liked seeing that softer side of her, which surprised me because usually she fills me with rage. But those episodes I really enjoyed. And also because her mum was fucking crazy.
Yeah, it explained a lot. And I loved
to watch that.
Yeah.
It did explain a lot.
Yeah.
But that would be my most... I didn't expect to have any episodes where I actually felt, oh, like I'm kind of interested in what Sutton, you know, has to say and do here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you happy or sad to see Garcelle go?
Do you know what? The whole season for a long time, I've been like, oh, get rid of Garcelle. I'm over her. But now that she's officially gone, I'm a little bit sad. I'm like, oh.
I'm not sad. I just think we lucked out on a feud on camera.
Yeah.
Like, I would have liked to have seen next season watching that friendship fall apart. Or not fall apart, but, you know, being tested and then seeing how it all played out in that sense. But this is like her big fuck you to Sutton. Yeah. And now Sutton's on her own. And I would have liked to have seen Garcelle actually become closer with the other women. Because
I'm not ready for Garcelle's story to be over yet.
Yeah.
Even though the whole time I've been like, oh, you know, I don't really care. But now I'm like, oh.
We were like, seeing what it was going to look like without those two as best friends. And that, I think, would have shaken the cast up enough to be interesting again.
Mm. To be honest, if I'm looking at like the whole season in general, I did like Bo's in her season. But to be honest, I probably would have preferred Garcelle to stay next season and Bo's to be out.
Nah, I would keep the cast as it is, except for fuck Jennifer Tilly off.
Yeah.
But keep them as it is.
Quite funny, though, I found on the reunion, like, anytime she got brought into any heat, she was such, like, a Switzerland. She's like,
had no opinion.
Did not want to get involved
at
all. But
that's why I'm like, you shouldn't be on here either. No. Because you don't want to get involved. You want to go on the cast
trips. She came to Sutton a couple of times, though, like, pulled her up on what she was saying. Like, actually, no, you didn't say that, Sutton. And
asking I was like, if she was on medication.
Is she on anti-anxiety medication? And then Carson was like, you're mic'd up.
Whoops.
She knew what she was doing.
Oh, 100%. She's another Cathy. But I don't like how she just doesn't get involved or she doesn't have an opinion, really.
And just to finish that one off, I did also love the conversation that happened at the end about, obviously, kind of wrapped up the whole Kyle and Morgan stuff. But I loved the conversation that Kyle opened up that she had with her daughters and how Portia, like, came and hugged her and said, like, nothing is going to change us loving you. Because obviously Kyle was confused at one point and didn't want to talk about that. And now she's kind of spoken about it, but I like that she's been open about that. And then Kathy's like, I told my daughters I am confused too. And Andy's like, what, you told your daughters you're a lesbian? And then Kyle's like, just let me, please, I don't need your help.
Hysterically laughing about it too. I'm like, oh my God.
And then when Andy was like, well, there you go. It's good to see that Paris and, what's her other daughter's name?
Oh my God, now I've blanked.
I blanked so hard. Paris and Nikki.
Nikki.
Yeah, she's like, nice to know Paris and Nikki are accepting you being a lesbian.
Apparently, blind item, again, still don't know what that is, but apparently Paris Hilton prefers women romantically.
Oh.
Again, nothing behind that. But
there you go.
I'm still confused at what a blind item is, but I just see it on TikTok all the time. But yeah, that's me. That's the reunion.
Yep.
Look,
I'm glad the season's over, but it got
better towards the end.
Yeah, it did.
But it was a tough start when you pair it next to Salt Lake City.
They need to really up their game for next season.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I fear for Beverly Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately.
I think we need an OG back, another OG.
Yeah.
Or someone that's been on the season in the past. I think let's just see what happens there.
Yeah.
Like, I bring Denise back.
Yeah.
I'd happily watch Denise come back. Her and Erica are friends again.
She was hilarious on the last season she was on as well. Like, she had some of the most top tier housewife moments ever for me.
Yeah. I'll be happy to see her back in the fold.
Yeah. Speaking of Beverly Hills, so I've just obviously showed this book to you. So, obviously, as talked about earlier, you and I have got some changes coming in our life this year.
Yeah. Some good, some are bad.
Much to your demise, but you've hit, I hope that you would have hit the acceptance stage by now.
Of you being pregnant.
Yes.
Yep. Yep. No, I have accepted it.
Yep. It does help that
I've gone through. Yeah, it does.
We are going to obviously educate her on the Housewives franchise.
I was, you know, when you go through the different stages of grief,
yes.
I was in the stage where you told me that you're pregnant.
Yep.
You're going to be due on like probably my birthday. You've hijacked my 30th because you can't come to my 30th. Tropical holiday anymore. My next thing was, okay, you're pregnant. You've taken away my 30th, can't have my best friend on my 30th.
Yeah.
Probably going to give birth to a child on my birthday. That means they've also...
Can I just say, it's due on the 15th of October and Benny's birthday's on the 11th of October.
So
chances are high.
Chances are high. You could potentially hijack my birthday forever. It could be a boy,
yes.
Which means if it was a boy,
it could be gay.
So then already I've been booted from my 30th. I've lost my privileges to GBF. He's taken my birthday and my sexuality.
Yeah. And your best friend.
And I was spiraling
with
that. And my best friend. You've taken all three.
Yeah, you've taken everything. What else can you take from me?
Everything ripped away from me within seconds.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's a girl. It's due on the 15th. And I will personally be pushing pressure on your stomach for 24 hours. So God help me.
To plug it up.
Yes. To fucking keep it in there until the 12th.
The
12th. At least.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if it did come out as a boy, I'd be like calling it a girl so it confuses it and then become. No,
you wouldn't. I do remember you saying, though, you were like, oh, God, I don't know what's worse. You're like bonding with a straight boy or a flaming lesbian. And then you were like, what are you going to call her? G-Flip Junior? Gays and the leso are always mortal enemies.
Well, not even a leso. G-Flips are they them, so.
Oh, true, true.
I mean, it might not be a boy or a girl. We can't assume.
But anyway. We can rest easy. We've got a girl on the way, which is exciting for us because easier to fall into our life and fall into our hobbies and things that we enjoy. I feel like you will be much. It will be much easier for you to bond.
Yeah, I also love that my comment was highly authentic on your pregnancy post, saying that I'm so jealous that she gets to watch Real Housewives for the first time ever.
Yeah, ever. And not you a know for a fact you will be. Yeah, no, so happy for my best friend.
Yeah. Just, me already jealous and she's not even born.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
Anyway.
So.
I have obviously started buying some bits and pieces, and one book that I found was on Amazon, and it's an A to Z. It's like a picture book, but it's kind of like a satire. Like, I think it's supposed to look like a kid's book, but it's not really. But it's an A to Z alphabet book on Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's fun. There was not much of a preview, though, of it, but I bought it. It was only $20. And
I mean, I would say $20 is an absolute rip.
I am shocked with what has arrived at my door.
A laminate book.
A laminate. It looks like someone has made this for their fucking year 12 high school project.
On
child
Canva.
Studies.
The font's hideous.
It is. I thought it was going to be like that nice, thick cardboard page, you know. The pictures on there are clapped because some of it they've used real pictures, which looks good, and then others... is like it's haunted.
Yeah.
Like haunted pictures.
Yeah.
And some of it is a stretch. Like, let's just start with A. For the letter A, they have written A is for the sweetest puppy of all, Lucy Lucy Apple Juice. Lisa Vanderpump's dog. Sorry, you can't put that as A.
Okay, now that I'm looking at mine, I have kind of towed the line.
No, mine does too, but that is a stretch.
Yeah.
That one's
that
a stretch.
That is, there's many other moments that I would call
that could
out.
Have, that could have been A.
Yeah.
And there were so many other ones like I, for the letter I, they've used, I is for I've worked with the homeless and I've worked with the toothless. But I feel like that's a stretch.
It
like,
is a stretch.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Yeah. Especially Beverly Hills, you've got so much content to work from.
Yeah, there is a lot of good content. So... anyway, I'm flicking through it. I'm not going to be keeping this for my future child because it is shit and it's not very funny. But I thought, you and I, how funny would it be if we could make our own A to Z, but for Melbourne?
Maybe we could actually make this for your daughter.
Yeah, literally.
It's like that's great, actually.
Yeah, we can do this and go and get it made.
I pulled this together within 5 minutes. So
great.
I would be like Although Beverly Hills has more content, Melbourne's got great content.
Melbourne's got some funny as fuck content. So that's why I thought. And the best part about Melbourne is like, you can tell this person that made this Beverly Hills book is not Australian because it's obviously supposed to be satire, but it's not very like crude or like, whereas the Melbourne one can be funny as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously not child appropriate, but that's what makes it so funny.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So I thought I've obviously asked you to do your A to Z list for Melbourne. Yep. I've also done one so fabulous. We can confirm, compare.
Okay.
I do have a couple that I'm missing though that I'm uninspired same. For.
So
that's okay. We can work that out.
Yeah.
So letter A. What have you got for your letter A?
My A is, are you hallucinating, darling, from love Venus? That. But again, starts with A, like R. Like R. It's not like a...
No, but it's, A is spelt with...
Correct. But what I'm saying is that it's like a...
Just sound. It's not phonetically correct. Yeah, no, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, it's the letter starts with A.
Yeah.
Mine is Gina, or anyone I know, which is like, I work harder than anyone I know.
That's good.
Anyone
good.
I know. B.
Borzo.
I've got calling me a friggin' bully. Fuck off. C.
Correct me if I'm right, which is
correct
when...
Correct you if you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yep. Mine is Jackie, when Janet's got her black eye, she goes, I reckon you've gone crack.
I think I've got that in there for something else. Yeah.
I reckon you've gone crack. And then you've got up. D.
D is for don't look, darling.
That was my first one. I changed it to D is for that's not my grandmother, darling. That's a demon.
Good, 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 good. See, I started it off with like I've tried to do
first this, letter.
Yeah, first letter.
Yeah, so that's what I've started with, but I'm like, nah, we've got more gold in there.
Yeah.
I wonder if we've got the same for E.
I've got two for E. So one of them, E, is for early dementia.
Okay.
Or... Everyone
that's
in
what
Melbourne.
I've got. Everybody. We've got to stick with everybody because you got that
right,
wrong.
Sure,
it was pre-dementia.
Sorry.
Remember?
Oh, fuck me. Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to pee.
Yeah. Talking to pee.
Oh, I've got another pee, actually.
For F, I've gone with not a quote for this one because I thought I could go. I was going to go with fuck off because fuck off is just like iconic.
No,
all
I've
the
got
time.
I've got something very similar, but.
Right. Well, I've gone with the giant Figaro painting.
Oh,
and
nice.
The massive Figaro
I like that.
Painting.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine was just fucking moron.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. G.
G for good luck with your deck of cards for your life. Or. Or go suck on your own fucking head.
Yeah. Love that. I've got actually one from Sally. I'm no gynecologist, but I know a cunt when I see one.
Great, great. That'll be good for the little baby.
That'd be great. For
teaching
great
her culture and...
vocabulary.
And...
medical.
Female medical
anatomy.
Yep.
H.
Heard you're doing a soap range. Is that so you can wash your mouth out?
Mine is high mileage, low rent.
Ah, good, good, good. I love that.
I.
Insignificant ass hair.
That's what I've got too.
That's great. That'll be a great picture for the book too.
Yeah, love that. I don't have anything for J.
J was... Oh, see, I've chopped this up a bit.
is it a stretch?
Just feel like I've been in a tumble dryer and spat out left to dry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I also didn't have anything for K.
K, no, but I'm going to do a crossover to Sydney and say we're all dressed in the KKK or all in white, which looks like the KKK.
Ah, okay.
When Lisa Oldfield went to the lunch. So
we
might do a little crossover for
maybe Melbourne
for baby.
Sydney, maybe.
Yeah. That'll be the intro to Sydney for her.
Just that one page.
Yeah, that's a taste.
A taste of what else is out there.
Yeah.
I've got two for L.
Okay.
One is, let's talk the real shit.
I did that.
Let's talk the real shit.
I did that. That's great.
My other one was La Mascara.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never forget.
Iconic.
Can I tell you, La Mascara, I don't think I've discussed this on the pod, but Melbourne was the first Housewives that I ever watched out of all of the franchises, and it was with Jack, and we were still kind of like first, like dating, sleepovers, whatever. We decided to get some drinks, and we saw that she had La Mascara. So we bought it. Let me tell you, the next day, I was violently ill.
Hung?
Hung.
Really?
Over, like, guts were rocking. Crook. I felt violently ill for the whole day. Complete write-off. That thing is full of sugar.
It's like a cocktail bottle, but pre-mixed. Alcoholic. Yeah, pre-mixed cocktail with alcohol in it.
I've even got an Instagram post of me holding it. The
I was about to say, if I scrolled it through your Instagram, yes. I remember you posting a photo of the bottle.
And then I tried the, I remember like throughout the seasons, she did then the iced tea range.
Yep.
Equally as sickening. Absolute haunted never drink. Never.
Is that still in Denver?
No, it's been gone for years now. Right. Probably for those
very
reasons.
Very short-lived, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very short-lived.
Oh my God. Violently ill.
Yeah. I would recommend. I know obviously like Housewives of Melbourne is your comfort show, but I would love to go back and re-watch The Birth because that was so exciting. Her and Ben doing that Lamascara thing.
Wasn't it just? And I think
I funded. When it dropped in Dan Murphy's, I remember we were like, oh my God, that was like our peak town phase as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so and it was pretty pricey for the feeling that it left me, so.
Yeah. All right, let's keep moving. M.
M for morphed into a man.
I also had M for morphed into a man. N.
N for new sheriff in town. Be the sheriff, Dahl. If you want to come here guns blazing and your flat shoes and your legs spread like a bloke, then go for it.
That's the winner. That's the winner. I had they weren't really nectarine. Nicotine.
Oh, great. Yeah, great.
O is for...
Okay, I've thought about it. Get fucked.
Love that. That was my first one. Okay. I changed it to O is for open the door, bitch.
Fuck you, bitch. Iconic. Open the door.
Fuck you, bitch. Open the door.
Oh.
P is for...
Prostitute's mentality. She sells herself for money.
Good one. Yeah. Good one. I had P is for your mum's picture.
I did have that in the pitchka. Next. Yep. I had that in there as well.
Yeah. Or pre-dementia.
Yeah.
Q is for?
Que sera, que sera. Whatever they'll do, they'll do.
That is perfect.
Do you remember when like Lydia was in the car with Gina?
You just so not, you know that's a Lydia quote. If you did not know what quote that was, you know who that's come from. I had Q for, I'm asking you a question, you dumb fat bitch.
That was Q?
Q, question.
Oh, okay.
So that's a stretch.
Sure.
Yours was better. R is for?
R was for reckon you've gone crack.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I used it.
Mine was review your medication.
Yeah, that's better. I like that.
S is for?
71th floor.
Good one.
Yeah.
Mine was sugardaddy.com.
Oh, great. I love
or
that.
Or snap the fuck out of it.
Oh, equally as iconic. I love that.
Yeah. T is for?
Two rights.
Don't make a right. I also have that. And then I also just as a little side thing, because I was going through the quote, just an iconic call out. Janet is, I don't know, twit comes to mind.
Yep, that was good.
Yeah. U is for?
United
States of Emirates.
Of Emirates.
Yeah. I had that also. V is for?
Vulgar heart.
Oh, good one. I had similar reunion to one of your other ones, okay. But I had maybe Lydia can wash her vagina with it. I don't know. Then you could keep them both and then links back up.
Yeah.
W is for?
Who is this woman coming at me with her camel teeth? Or, wow.
Wow. Good one. I had, where is the money that she went to work and got herself? X, I don't have anything for
X. I didn't have anything for X either.
I was even trying to look up Housewives of Melbourne take Xanax. Because like, that's the only X word I can think
of. We could maybe then, as a teaser, have the Xanax one in there for Beverly Hills.
Yeah, maybe.
That'll be a teaser.
And do, like,
to the...
on the little corner, like, teaser page.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
great.
New franchise.
Woo.
I feel like we need to chuck a Salt Lake City one in there, though.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe we'll... And a New York.
Yeah, great.
We'll have to think then. Yeah. I feel like the New York one has to be... It's About Time. Just, that's it.
Or if we're doing icons, exclamation mark.
Yeah.
Or question
exclamation
mark.
Question mark. Yeah. Y is for, you wore stilettos on my $40,000 synthetic tennis court.
Great. Mine was, you live fucking longer when you're skinny.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You might not live long in the desert.
Yeah.
And then we'll call it that.
Yeah, we'll call it that. Didn't have anything for Z.
I don't have anything for Z either, but maybe we'll have to pull something together from another franchise.
Yeah. We can find some stuff for those missing ones.
Yeah.
From the other franchises.
We're very...
Fun! All right. Two rights don't make a right takes on children's books.
Coming to you by QBV, whatever it is that they're fucking called.
Penguin Publishing.
Coming to you to a Dimmicks.
Coming to a Dimmicks near you.
There we go.
A to Z, Melbourne.
What's another bookstore?
Coming to a QBD Books near you.
What did I say, QBE?
I don't know. Fucking hell. Coming to a...
coming to Angus and
Robertson.
Yep. Available on your Kindle.
Audiobook.
Soon. Yep.
We can audiobook it like Miss Rachel. Like, A is for.
Oh, that's fun. Great.
Thanks for doing that.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff.
It was actually, before we go, so funny. When we wrapped up the episode last week, Jack was like, oh my God, turn the laptop on, get the mics back. I've got some tea that I've just seen on my phone.
Oh.
And then he was scrolling down. I started like cranking up the laptop again. And he was like, oh, another April Fool's. He fell for another April Fool's.
Another one. Bloody him and Chelsea.
Oh, he fell for the one that said Dana Wilkie has rejoined the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills as full time since Garcelle's left.
Come on.
Like, that's, she ain't coming back.
That is
like,
not one to be fooled
no,
by.
No, and he fell into it. He's like, oh, never mind.
Crank the box. Yeah,
we've got it. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Okay, well, that
was
fun.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just going through my, like, phone just to see what else.
Okay,
let's you know what? This could probably get cut. I bet you're going to cut this.
All right, let's hear it.
But I actually did some this TikTok filter the other day. If you could picture your name, if it was a colour...
Oh, okay.
What would it be? What colour do you think your name would be? And I'm not talking about your personality. I'm talking about your name, the name Benny. What
have you tested this?
I've done
this?
It. Yeah, oh, I did okay. It. So you know that Pantone colour brand? Yeah. I did my name and your name just to see what colours they would come up as. And yeah, what does your...
I'm going
to
say in the green category.
Okay.
There's no weight behind that. I'm just going with what
wrong.
I
you
feel.
Are lilac.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. What about me? What do you see Jessica as?
I see it as like a yellow.
Incorrect. Blue.
Oh. Mm. I don't like that blue.
I don't like that blue either.
Let's see it again.
I thought it was going to be...
What's it called?
Bubblegum blue. Not good.
Tacky.
I thought it was going to Bubble be O-Bill. Like a ugly purple. You know that? I'm not talking... I love lilac as a purple colour. And I love lavenders, those kind
the
of
the childish
colours.
Purple.
This purple.
Oh, the pride the purple. Flag. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That dark purple that you only ever see...
On a gay
losers
flag.
...losers wearing, not oh. gay flag.
Right.
Like, weird losers wearing, like, a purple t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just purple, not rainbow. I'm
yeah,
not...
Yeah, 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 yeah. Don't come for the guys.
I'm an ally. But you know that gross purple color
yeah,
that I'm like,
I know
oh,
exactly
so ugly.
Mean.
And I feel like Jessica gives that color, that fat loser. So rude of me.
So
wow.
rude.
Wow, so rude. I don't mean fat loser. I mean,
no.
Weirdo.
Just, I mean, there's no losers are listening to this, so it's all good.
Okay, cool.
That's okay. That's fine. Speaking of losers, no.
Anyway, that's all I got for you.
All right. Well, I'll leave you there.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. I've got a roast pork to make.
Oh, delicious.
Pork on your floor.
No. Family coming over tonight? Or is it just...
No, just me and Brandon.
Oh, great. Well,
he was like, maybe we should invite... I was like, no.
No.
I'm like, what if it tastes bad? Like, no.
True.
I'm not prepared to cook for anyone. I just want to make roast pork belly and then roast carrots, potatoes, peas.
Say no more.
Et cetera.
I couldn't be further away.
Thanks.
Sorry. Okay. Well, let's leave it there. Thanks for coming over. We'll see you again
next week. See you next weekend for the Anzac Day special.
Oh, yes. Great.
Yes. Maybe we could do it on a Friday. Actual Anzac Day. I'll be off.
And we can
have
the minute silence. Is that that?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Dawn service.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, maybe we'll do it at the dawn service.
Sorry. So politically incorrect.
All right, we'll
anyway,
see you then.
We'll see you then.
All right, uru.